God bless you. God bless you. Okay, it is the top of the hour, and I am going to go ahead and move myself out of the way and make room for our host this morning, who is the one of the founders of the Master's Call, that voice that you heard on Monday and Tuesday, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome. Master's Call family, excited, excited on this wonderful Wednesday, celebrating our Lord and Savior for his goodness and mercy in his life and extending the warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you on the line. So excited about the Master's Call, and again, still basking in the overflow of his faithfulness to us and through us for a year. We welcome each of you name by name, person by person. I thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, for greeting our people, and as I love to say, getting them spiritually seated so they can encounter the Spirit of the Lord and a word of God that will encourage our hearts. Our call began a year ago when Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself accepted the assignment and the mandate and the mission from God to gather his eagles together to lift up the name of Jesus. And the exact mission statement that the Lord placed on our heart is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have endeavored for over a year now to every day on this call enrich, enhance, and empower you as God's child to be his believer, to go out and be that minister in the marketplace. And the foundational scripture that God has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13, and that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that we know as we lift up the name of Jesus, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are excited that with this call, we have a website where you can go and just be blessed, encouraged, inspired, enriched with thus saith the word of God, where all of our messages throughout our journey together have been archived for you. And I love to say it's a great arsenal, a spiritual military arsenal of the word of God that will fortify your spirits and enlighten your heart to go out and be that kingdom builder. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will just feast and be blessed with thus saith the word of God. And as I said earlier, one of our main mandates is to bring people together to pray, because we know that's what makes things happen and change in the atmosphere, in the realm of the Spirit, is when the people of God come together and pray. So we encourage you to send us your prayer requests. We'd love to hear those praise reports. And just a shout out, I think so many of you received so many emails from the messages that we taught on Monday and Tuesday, enlightening and informing you about Halloween. And if you had not listened to those messages or with us on the line, we encourage you to go to the website and just hear the simple truth. That's what we're about, speaking the truth in love. And our email address where you can send us your prayer request is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And there you can send us your prayer requests, and we take it so serious. We have ladies who are committed and yielded to pray and obey those prayer requests to the word of God. We are always open and looking for prayer warriors, Some of you all have said and received and been blessed a year. Each and every morning we're asking you to get up and be a part of the work of the kingdom and be a part of our team. All you have to do is email us at the Master's Morning Call, and we're excited in our new year, our second year. Minister Robin Wilson is our prayer general, and she'll get right back with you and incorporate you as part of our prayer warrior team. We also know that God uses the most unique things to knit our hearts together, and God used Artists International to bring many of us on this line together as believers celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for our artist distributors first, we're excited to announce that the end of the month has been extended. So we want you to still work hard from October and get that business in today and make it happen big for you and your family. We also are encouraging those who are not a part of Artists to join with us and go to the website as well as our distributors and see what this great company is all about, where you can hear the vision of Artists at www.artists, that's A as in Apple, R as in Robert, Y is in yellow, D is in David, SS, Sam, artists.com/vision2012. Vision 2012, and I'll tell you, it'll bring you up to date and give you a clear focus of where this great company is going and why we're so excited as believers to get behind these Christian founders, the Diaz and De Leon family, and Dr. PK and I have the burden to pray for our leadership, for our platinum presidents, all the way down to the advisor who joined last night. And for those of you who are not on the line, who are on the line, who are not a part of Artists, you are so welcome, and we encourage you to look at that video and hear what we're all about. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're now going to have our opening prayer so we can get our speaker up and be blessed with us stand the word of the Lord today. Right now, I think it is Minister Willa who will open us up in prayer. So Minister Willa, if you'd come back to the line and open us up with a prayer, a word of prayer, please.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm 105 says, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, talk of all his glorious works, glory to his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. So we thank and praise you, O God. We come to you this morning worshiping you, praising you, giving your name the glory, giving your name all honor. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for your word endures forevermore. You are truth and you are life. Father, we thank and praise you for this TMC. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK Roberts, O Lord, and the prayer warriors and everyone who is on the call, O Lord. We thank and praise you for the speaker, O Lord, and for the reason why we are here. We praise you and thank you for giving the Diaz de Leon family a vision. Now, Father, we just ask for your blessings upon them. Bless their going out and their coming in. Continue to be a shield, a protector around them in Jesus' name. Continue to be with Dr. PK Roberts, Dr. Vanessa, O God, and each and every person who is on this call. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker, the anointed man of God, who is coming to give us a word, a message that we need to hear in due season. Oh, Father, we just thank and praise you that he was able to take time from his schedule this morning to witness and to minister to us. Father, bless everything that his hands touch. Father, bless his family, bless his church, bless his congregation, bless his going out and his coming in. And we bind the hand of the enemy in the almighty name of Jesus. We loose warring angels upon this call, upon the airways, upon the lines, in our hearts, O God, that we will hear what is said, that our minds are clear, that we hear it with accuracy, and that we go out boldly and proclaim the truth, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we thank you for this opportunity to sit at your feet and hear the word of God from your servant. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that strategic prayer. We praise God for you opening up the heavenlies and commanding the morning. So thus said the word of God can go forth. I am looking on the board, and I do not see Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck, are you on the line? I know he's had problems with his phone. I thought he got it back. Let me see. Are you there? Well, all righty. We'll just go on. You know, I'm used to being ready in season and out of season, and we'll just get with him later and just believe God that everything is okay this morning. I started a series last week on talking about the simple word of love, and I love you, Lord, and I daily seek to please you. And I'm going to continue on that theme this morning and just minister to our hearts, because again, this call is about us meeting Jesus, not personalities, and we just praise God that he's been faithful to meet us, and I know he will this morning. For those of you all who were not earlier part of our series, let me just do a quick overview. We say the simple phrase, I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. You know, that simple song comes to our heart, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. When we just say those simple words, we feel the presence of God and our heart is opening up to God. Why? Because when we say, I love you, Lord, we're saying an unconditional, no matter what, who understands, who doesn't understand, God, I'm with you. God, I trust you. God, I'm leaning on you. God, I want to please you. God, I need you. All those things should be encompassed when we say, I love you, Lord. And we started off with the text of understanding that that's the agape love in 1 Corinthians 13. And whether you have a voice or don't have a voice, you know, the word says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We want to be able to open up our mouths and tell our God every day how much we love him. Because in his presence, Psalms 16:11 says, is fullness and joy. And his right hand are pleasures forevermore. We've got to get into a posture and a place of loving God so that we'll never entertain doing things that get us out of position with God. And in our text, we talked and started from 1 Corinthians 13, where we started on talking about being in position with God. And you know what? I am going to yield away because I got a text saying that our man of God is on the line. So I'm going to hold that word till Monday. So go on, Pastor Chuck. The floor is yours.
Good morning. I do apologize. Pastor, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'll sing later. Go on, my man of God.
We bless the Lord for you, and we're grateful for this opportunity again. Just right quick, we just want to share a word that the Lord has given to me, and I believe that this is going to bless you tremendously this morning, entitled The Favor Connection. The Favor Connection, I've been sharing on favor, ministering on favor. In order to experience God's favor for real, you must be connected to him. You have to be connected to him. And that goes right along the lines of what Pastor Vanessa was sharing just now. A connection requires true love. It requires a real, true, genuine relationship with the Lord. If you're not genuinely connected to him, then you cannot get all of the benefits from him. In fact, whenever you're either separated from God, you allow something to block the connection or to sever the connection, then what will happen is you will find yourself limiting the favor that you can experience. God wants you to experience the best in life, while the devil wants you to experience the worst of life. He wants your relationships to be in tatters. He wants your sanity to be threatened. He wants your heart to be hardened. He wants your vision to be blurred, your dreams to be deterred, and your visions unfulfilled. He wants to limit the good you experience, but thanks be to God that my life is not predicated on the intentions of the devil. I'm so grateful that God does not have to worry about what the enemy, whatever he wants, whatever his motives are to keep us down. God will use that to make sure that we get the best life. Because if the devil had his way, we'd be dead right now. We'd still be in the world. But God wants us to experience his best. One thing the devil uses to block the flow of favor is to cause us to forget whose team we're on. There's a problem when you forget that you're on the Lord's side. I know it seems like you're alone sometimes. I know sometimes it feels like your prayers are bouncing off the ceilings, but trust me, God is still with you. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. That means that when I'm connected to God, no demon in hell can stop me. No sickness can stop me. No problem can deter me. No hardship can keep me from getting what God has for me. No burden can crush me. No mountain can discourage me. When I'm on God's team, I know that I am positioned to win. It's not because of me, it's because of my favor connection. Don't you know that there's favor in your connections? Your network sometimes can determine your net worth. Just knowing the right person can get you in places you can't get in on your own. Having the right individual cosign for you can mean the difference between you getting a contract or not, getting a job or not, getting approved for a loan or not. Is anybody on the phone glad that you have the cosign of all cosigners cosigning for you? It's not me, it's just the favor connection. The first thing I want you to realize, and here's just a couple of principles to share with you, and I'm gonna just condense this. Number one, the enemy is afraid of your ability to overcome. The enemy is afraid of your ability to overcome. In Numbers chapter 22, it says this. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people, watch this, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to his elders, now shall this company lick up all that are around about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field? And Balak, son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time, and he sent messages therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, which is by the river of the land of children of Israel. He says, behold, there's a people saying, there's a people that comes out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Now, therefore, I pray, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we might smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou bless is blessed, and he who you curse is cursed. The devil is afraid of your ability to overcome. You need to hear me. Being an avid animal planet watcher, I watch it all the time. I understand a few things regarding the animal kingdom. One animal I find fascinating is the venomous snake. Poisonous snakes don't hunt people. In fact, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. The reason most humans are bitten by these types of snakes is because of they either have the snake cornered, they surprised them, or they stepped on them. Yet most of us, including myself, are afraid of them. Understand that the devil is actually more fearful of your potential than you think. See, he realizes who you're connected to. He was on the team before, and he experienced God's glory before. He knows what God is capable of. Yet he is also aware that most Christians don't know who they are. And when we don't really know who God is, then we kind of have faith will always waver. How many of you believe that God can do anything? I mean anything. Now, we say we do, but when we're facing an impossible situation, do you still believe it then? Do your actions show that you know that God will work it out for you then? If you only knew who you are in God, you would welcome tribulation. It wouldn't trip you out because you remember that God has caused you to be more than conquerors. We are overcomers through him. In the verses we read, we see the king of Moab witnessing God's people on the move, and what he saw had him shook. He was shaking in terror, but I find it interesting how his fear stemmed from him knowing what God had done in the life of his people. The Bible clearly says that Balak, the Moabite king, was well aware of how God's people defeated the Amorites, and watch this, and how they came out of Egypt. Do you want to know why the devil is really afraid of you? It's because he knows your story. He knows your testimony. Oh, I'm not talking about the testimony you share publicly. He knows the real testimony. We don't always expose what God has really delivered us from, because because we don't want people all up in our business. And we know that the first thing they're going to do if they hear my true story is put it out there on Facebook and Twitter and tell everybody they know. They may not know your story, but the devil knows your story. He knows that you had a secret addiction of pain medication that no one knew about. He knows that you had a major gambling problem. He knew that you had all of these other things, these other issues, started fire after fire with your mouth. You lied to get your job. You were supporting two families. We may not know it, but the devil does know. He was there when you were running the streets. He was on the phone when you had the conversation. He was in the house when you did God knows what. And what frightens him is to see you now in church walking free of what he tried to use to kill you. He knows that if you could come out of the trap he had you in, then there is no stopping it. I'm stopping you. The problem is he knows it, but most believers don't know it. And so every time it looks like you're about to come out victoriously, the devil gets nervous until you quit. Every time it looks like you're about to come out with your hands up, he gets nervous until you disconnect yourself and give up. He is so afraid until he wants you cursed. But I cannot be cursed because I've tapped into the favor connection. Let me encourage you with this. The devil always attacks those who are next in line for promotion. Anybody been under attack lately? Anybody been going through some serious battles? I'm talking about serious warfare. Then you should bless God because you're next. The devil tried to disconnect you, but God said, no, this is my daughter, this is my son. Here's number two. Here's the second thing you're going to need to know. If you want to, if you really want to tap and have an optimized favor connection, you need to remove anything that is blocking God's flow of favor into your life. Remove anything that is blocking God's flow of favor into your life. This may not be a popular principle, but it's something that we need to know. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you don't have no junk in you. I stated earlier that God wants you to have the best in life, but understand this. He won't give you the best in life until you get the mess out your life. All the mess does is mess up your ability to be blessed by God. Sometimes then you have to take an internal evaluation of yourself to ensure that your lifestyle is not hindering God's blessings. I've shared this example before of me washing my car, and as I was rinsing each side of the car, there was a point where I was pressing the nozzle, but nothing was coming out. I sent my son Trey to make sure that the water was turned on. Now, that wasn't a problem. I knew my water bill had been paid, so that couldn't be the problem. Then I walked around the car and noticed that the hose was lodged underneath one of my tires. My behavior had placed the hose pipe in a position that obstructed and hampered the flow that I needed. I need you to understand that you have to correct any and all behavior that will block the flow of God's favor into your life. If talking to them is hindering the flow, stop talking to them. If my attitude is hindering the flow, then I need to adjust it. If my lifestyle and my habits, my lack of faithfulness is hindering the flow, then I need to change that. Search me, Lord, and when you find, not if you find like we think, but when you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. I need you to hear me. There's nothing wrong with the connection. I'm sorry, with the water. The water is on. God's part is being taken care of, but you got to make sure that nothing is blocking the flow. Here's the third thing that you need to understand. The enemy will never stop trying to block what God is doing in your life. The enemy will never stop trying to block what God is doing in your life. How many of you know that you're favored? I mean, really, you know it. It's important that you know God's favor is in your life because the enemy will never stop trying to hinder God's favor from flowing from you to you. In Numbers chapter 22, verse 6, Numbers, throughout that whole chapter, throughout the chapter 24, you will find the king trying to entice the man of God to pronounce a curse over Israel. He tried everything possible, persuasion, coercion, and even bribery to get Balaam to curse Israel. Please know that once you come out of one thing, the devil is always going to throw something else at you. That's not the popular part of preaching, but sometimes it's something you need to know. When the Lord starts blessing, the devil will start messing. He's trying to keep you down. He's trying to take the breath out of you. He's trying to wear you down. But be encouraged, sir, because you have the favor connection and who God has blessed, no man can curse. In chapter 23, verse 13, it really tells another tale because this dude was a trip the king basically said, if you can't curse all of them, curse a part of them. Ain't that just like the devil? If he can't get at you directly, he'll come at you through your children. If he can't come at you straight up, he'll come at you through your spouse and your friends or your coworkers. If he can't keep you from coming to church, he'll make it hard for you to get there consistently. If he can't discourage you with the illness you were diagnosed with, he'll get you financially. If he can't get you down about your money, he'll jack up your relationships. If he can't get all of you, he'll mess with the part of you he knows will aggravate you to no end. Here's a fourth thing that I want to share with you as I hasten through this. No matter where you are in life, no matter where you are in life, God has not changed his mind about blessing you. Let me say that again. No matter where you are in life, God has not changed his mind about blessing you. I want to read this verse, and then I'll be right there. Chapter 23 of Numbers. Chapter 23, verse 19. Listen to this. Scripture we all know. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed it, and I cannot reverse it. Hallelujah. Hear me well. Stop paying attention to your problem. And realize that God is consistent in his character. He does not change. He does not waver. He does not say one thing and do another. Neither will he make a promise and break it. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness. Stop thinking that because it's past your deadline that means that God won't come through. He is not on your timetable. He moves when he wants to move, and when he moves is the perfect time for him to move. Everything is strategic with God. Every move God makes is planned. Every step he takes has purpose in it. You just have to remember that he still is. When Moses was given the assignment to lead the people out of Israel, out of Egypt, he asked God this question, who shall I say sent me? And God said, tell them that I am sent you. That literally means that whatever you need God to be, he will be. You need deliverance, I'm a deliverer. You need a healing, I'm a healer. You need comforting, I'm a comforter. You need peace, I'm a peacemaker. You need your heart mended, I'm a surgeon. You need promotion, I'm an elevator. I am whatever you need me to be when you need me to be it. Now, I want you to know that I am sent me to tell you on this line that you needed to hear this morning, that he's still going to bless you. He's still going to work that thing out for you. You don't even have to worry because God has not changed his mind about you. I know everything that you see right now in the present contradicts it, but God is not like man that he should lie. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he said he's going to bless you, then he's going to bless you. If he said he's going to raise you up, then expect to be picked up. If he said he's going to make you whole and cause you to prosper, you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about the doomsayers. They cannot curse what God has blessed. They can keep pouring haterade out on you, but it won't last because God has blessed you. Why am I blessed? It's because of who I'm connected to. Get ready, because some of y'all are about to be so blessed until it's going to make people mad. You're going to be so blessed until some folk going to stop speaking to you. You're going to be so blessed until some family members won't be calling you to check on you anymore. It's all right. They just don't understand that I'm connected to the one who pours out his favor. I'm connected to the one that provides healing. I'm connected to the one that supplies all my needs. I'm connected to the one who does exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. I'm connected to the one who opens doors no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. My connection to God gives me everything that God is. My connection to God brings him with me everywhere I go. My connection with God is with me in a job interview. He's with me in a courtroom. My God connection is with me in the hospital, on the surgeon's tables, when I'm driving in my car, when I'm at home. Why do you think the devil wants to keep you isolated? It's so that he can keep you from the connection. He's trying to keep you from the favor that comes through a God connection. There's a point, and I need you to hear this as I'm closing right now with this. Some of you need to heed what I'm about to say. There's something that the energy company gives to, I don't care where you live in the world, when you owe your energy company, you get something that's different from a regular bill. It shows that they ain't playing with you and that they want their money. It's called a disconnect notice. Now, when you get that notice, you know you better pay or you'll be in the dark. Some folk on the line have been given disconnect notices from God, and you've ignored it, and you wonder why things are messed up, why things ain't going right. Maybe it's because you've ignored the disconnect notice. When the energy company gives you a disconnect notice, they're not telling you that they don't want your business. They just want you to pay for the power. God still loves you. He just wants a connection. He still wants a connection with him, but you're going to have to pray for that power. If you need a reconnection, when you get off this line, you need to make sure that you give God the glory that is due his name. For those who are worried about how folk will respond to them, you'll stay in the dark. But to anyone who will give God glory like this is your last day alive, God is going to pour out his favor in your life like never before. But you have to make sure that you're still connected, that you're not yet walking in the obedience of God, that you're yet living in the will of God, and watch how your connection to God will give you connection with men, women, boys, and girls from the north, south, east, and west. God bless you. I pray that this word has blessed you and touched you. Pastor Vanessa, I again apologize for getting on the line late, but I pray that the word was worth hearing on today. God bless you. We love you.
Amen, my son in the Lord. You connected right at the right time. What a powerful word. And we do understand things happen. And I tell you, that was a word from the Lord. And I am glad you pressed forward to get on the line and bless us today. I tell you, you need to go back and listen to the playback. That number is 712-432-1085 today, or visit our website and hear those points again about the favor, connection. The enemy is afraid of your ability to overcome, remove anything that is blocking God's flow of favor in your life. The enemy will never stop trying to block what God is doing in your life, and no matter where you are in life, God has not changed his mind about blessing you. Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for pressing through and bringing that word. I tell you, that's why I do love the Lord, because he is faithful to have his way on the Master's Call each and every morning. We love you, and we appreciate you, and we're going to go to you, Minister Tiffany. We're a little over, but that is okay in the Holy Ghost. Please close us out in prayer. And then we'll go on and end the call. Minister Tiffany, floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. What an awesome word, Pastor Chuck. Thank you for blessing us. And we were talking about that, making sure that it's not about the religion, but about your relationship with God. And you came right on time. So thank you, Lord, for confirmation and revelation this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you that you are God and you are God alone, O God. Father God, search our hearts. Search our minds. Take away anything in us that is not of you, Father God. For truly, we want to be right, Lord. We want to serve you. We want to love you. We want to connect with you so that we could have that favor connection with you, O God. So line our lives up so that we will receive what thus saith the Lord, O God. We thank you in advance, Father God. We will praise you in advance. We will worship you in advance because truly you deserve our praise. And, O God, I come this morning lifting up Denise, and I pray that you would align her steps, Father God, that she will walk into the music ministry and that she would change the world by bringing kingdom music into the world, oh God. For Alma Medley, I pray that you would continue to help her as she sleeps at night, Father God, and that the sleep disorder, Father God, will be removed in the name of Jesus. For Erica James, Father God, diabetes is just a word, Father God. And we pray right now that you would align her blood cells up, Father God, that they would do what is right, Father God. And whatever artist product she's on, I pray that they will be a blessing in her life and in her system, oh God. For Angela Richardson this morning, I pray for her and for her daughter, Jackie, as they go to court on November 16th. Lord, I pray that you would go before them and that the case will be dismissed in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would give them the strength and the endurance, Father God, to be the warriors during this test and during this trial, Father God, that their feet will not be moved in the name of Jesus. For the children at the Bryant Elementary School and the Boys and Girls Club, Father, I pray, Father God, that you would love them, that you would put your arms around them, and that you would allow others to do the same, that their hearts and their minds and their souls will be protected. Their well-being, Father God, will be protected, and that no weapon which is formed against them will prosper. I pray for children all around the world, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them for protection protection in the classroom, protection in the playground, protection in the homes that they live in, oh God. For Minister Sean Thomas, who you called home to be with you, I pray that you would bless his family, the Thomas family, that you would comfort them, Father God, during this time of bereavement, Father God. For Team Nigeria, for Team Canada, for Team USA, Father God, for Team Panama, Father God, for Team Fiji, Father God. I pray that you would just bless artists all around the world, Father God, and that our numbers truly will soar, oh God. And I thank you for each and every listener here on the Master's Call, and I pray that your will be done in our lives as we submit and obey your will, oh God. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for sealing that awesome word today and lifting up our prayer requests. Man of God, I appreciate you. I love you. I tell you, this call really is all about the Spirit of the Lord having his way, and he truly did today, and I appreciate you again pressing forth to be on the line today. Thank you so much for Minister Tiffany, you greeting the people and getting them seated, and Minister Willa with the opening prayer. And for each of you, our Master's Call family, we couldn't do it without you. This is a platform and a place where God has his way. So we celebrate each and every one of you, and as we always do, encourage you now, it's our turn, to submit and obey to the call of the Master on our lives as we go out and we are his ministers in the marketplace, his kingdom builders. And on this wonderful Wednesday, let his light shine wherever you go. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.